Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with...
Tony Giddens, Director of the Washington, D.C. International Film Festival.
And also, to his right...
Arch Campbell. I'm here because I'm a big fan of Jason Fraley, and also because I'm a member of the board of FilmFest DC. Like Tony Giddens, I was present at the beginning in 1987.
Wow, 87. So yeah. This is a big anniversary year, right?
This is 31 years, bringing wonderful films here to the District of Columbia.
That is awesome. That's so crazy. Yeah. Well, I guess let's start with Arch. What are you doing? I hear you're hosting the opening night and maybe some other stuff.
I'm going to be at opening night of FilmFest DC, and I think I've attended almost every opening night of FilmFest DC, and when I pretty much stepped away from television and semi-retired, at least. If anybody's offering work, I am available, but
he's still out there, baby. He's still going to movies every week.
Went on the DC Film Fest board because I think it's a valuable part of our city, and it's a valuable thing that ushers in the spring season. And I have one other point about FilmFest DC, and that is right now we're in the spring and early summer movie season, which means basically the commercial films are pretty much going to be sequels and remakes. But at FilmFest DC, you see this garden variety of unusual movies from all over the world that you wouldn't see otherwise, and FilmFest is where the interesting stuff is.
So if you're kind of bummed out that the award season just ended and now, you know, maybe the blockbusters aren't your thing. I know a lot of our listeners are, but if you're, you know, you're missing it, this is a good place to come to scratch that itch and be, oh, this is the people that are doing the, you know, the outside the box stuff.
Not to knock commercial films, but this is where the unusual things are. And these days, I think in entertainment, it's the unusual, out of the ordinary thing that people are attracted to.
It kind of breaks through the other noise, I think. Mm-hmm. So Tony, like before we go into, I want to definitely go into the movies that are playing this year because that's why we're here, right? But just since you mentioned that, you know, it's been 31 years now. Give us a sense of how it's sort of grown over the years.
Oh well, it's grown. We show just about the same number of films we've shown over the last maybe 10 years. We're showing 80 films this year. What's changed a lot are the venues in Washington, D.C. A lot of the theaters that were around 30 years ago are no longer around. We're now dealing with corporations, and I'm emailing people I've never met in my life to book the theaters and book some of the films. Yeah. But our audience, the Washington, D.C. audience, is pretty much the same. Serious people, work hard. Very sophisticated audience, and that's remained the same. But what makes the festival fun to do is that every year we have a whole new fresh crop of films. It's never the same. No festival is like the one that came before, the one that's going to be. So it makes it interesting and exciting for us and the same for our audience.
You mentioned the new venues. Where all can we go see them this year?
This year, as in last year, our main venues are East Street Cinemas downtown, and then also Uptown AMC Mazza Gallery. And then we have our closing night event, which will be at the Embassy of France.
Awesome. Wow. That's
yeah.
When you stay at East Street and Mazza, though, that simplifies it. You know, we can work our schedule around those two theaters. East Street, Mazza Gallery. They're both accessible to Metro, easy to get to. People know the venues, and they're great places to watch films.
Yeah, I mean, we have 4 screens going at East Street and 2 screens going at Mazza. That's 6 screens going for the entire length of the festival. I mean, that's a lot of movies, a lot of opportunities, a lot of guests will be coming in, a lot of excitement, and we're very happy about that.
Your opening night film has a really great track record.
Mm-hmm.
You've showed a lot of films. I remember Il Postino,
yes,
that was your opening night movie.
Yes.
That's one of the great classics.
Yeah.
La Vie en Rose,
yes,
which went on to win an Oscar. That was an opening night film.
Yep.
Last year you had The Dressmaker.
Yep, The Dressmaker.
Which went on to a pretty nice run year.
Uh-huh.
You know, I admire your sense of picking movies.
Your taste.
I've learned from you, Arch, as you know. I've learned from you. And this year's film, we have the North American premiere of this film called This Is Our Land. It's a French film that they wanted to give to us to show here in Washington, D.C. I could tell you about what it's about later on if you wish. But it should be, it's a very fascinating film. We always sell it out. It's always a fun event.
What is it about? Go ahead.
Oh, fine. Well, we're doing this section in the festival called Division and Debate. And these are films dealing with issues that have been risen by the new presidential administration. I need to say more. And this is a film. It's a French film. It's about a small town in northern France where the people there are concerned about their job security. They're concerned about immigrants coming in. And this right-wing political party comes in and takes full advantage of that, trying to run someone for mayor. I would say it's a familiar kind of story in these days. We're showing some other films, one that deals with charter schools versus public schools, another about immigration, also in the news, and a film about called All Governments Lie, which is about the importance of which you guys would appreciate. It's about the importance of a free press. And so these are films that we think we're trying to keep our pulse on the heart, the beats of Washington, D.C. And this is what people are interested in. More importantly, it's what filmmakers are making films about. And that's why we're here.
You mentioned there's 80 films this year.
Yep.
Give us an idea of the smattering of the countries that they're representing.
Oh, well, we have Denmark, Belgium, of course, the United States. We have a film from Serbia. We have a film from Syria, a film from Korea, another country that's in the news. From Egypt, the UK, we have a Cuban film, a brand new Cuban film. Film from Brazil, film from Russia. I can keep going on. Mm-hmm. From Chile, Canada, Iceland, Australia, on and on. We spend a lot of time watching a lot of movies to get what we think are some of the best films made around the world.
Arch, any movies you're looking forward to on there?
I particularly want to see the opening night movie, which is This Is Our Land. And I think it really sounds like something that will resonate with what's going on politically in America. And it's This Is Our Land. I think that says it all. This title has gotten my attention. I've read somewhere that four-word slogans tend to stick with people.
Huh.
That, you know, Trump copyright wrote Make America Great Again, that because he knew we can remember four words.
So it's like movie legend Arch Campbell. Glass Enclosed, Nerve Center.
Right,
there you go.
Right. Arch knows
still
it all.
Kicking Arch Campbell. I want to make one more point about Filmfest DC, and that is the opening night reception, the party beforehand, and then afterwards, is one of the best parties in D.C.
Where do you have the party? Where is it?
This year it's going to be right near our theater at AMC.
Oh, awesome.
So it's going to be, you come
right
out the theater,
in
you go
Maza.
Down in Maza, you just walk a few feet, and you'll be where the party is going to happen.
Why do you love it every year, Arch?
Over the years, it's just been one of those electric affairs where everybody's buzzed about the movie. Everybody's buzzed because there's a little champagne.
What are we talking about?
People have met each other. You've even had a couple of marriages
out of it. It's
like the dating game for international film.
Could you relay one of the specific marriage stories? How did that happen?
There's a guy. Well, I'm going to say a guy. He was one of our volunteers, Jonathan. I didn't know this until I saw him. And he said, you know, this is my wife. And I said, I recognize you. It was someone he met while he was volunteering opening night at the film festival.
Wow.
And they traveled around. They quit their jobs, traveled around the world, came back, got married. You know, and that's not the only one. There are others who've met people there. Now, I'm not saying that's why we're there. We're here about the movies.
Oh, you're not the love connection?
But we like to say we have something for everyone. How about that?
Well, but there's something to that. I mean, you're in a room with like-minded people, and you meet, and you're also going to learn things you might not have known. So that's great.
This is the TCM Film Festival for International Cineasts in Washington.
That's fantastic. All right, so we got the big opening night. You're emceeing that. What other highlights along the way in terms of, are there like panel discussions, that sort of thing?
Well, we have a lot of guests this year. I was looking at some of the guests this morning going, because, you know, we have to make travel arrangements and all that.
Sure.
And we have these filmmakers coming in. Like I mentioned, there'll be a guy coming in from Syria. His film is called Last Men in Aleppo. It's about the White Helmet folks in Aleppo who go back into the bombed areas to try to find
the White Helmets. They just won the Oscar
helmets.
Doc short. If
you've
ever seen that.
And this
that.
Is a feature documentary about them made by this guy. And he's going to try to come in. You know, we've gotten this ticket and hope we'll be there and talk about the film and what's going on in Syria. I mean, I don't know where else you can go and see this stuff.
God, man. I mean, it just seemed it really wasn't that long ago that we had a politician say, "What is Aleppo?
What is Aleppo?"
And now everybody better freaking know now. And so come see these movies, man. We have to know what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, you
live in the dark.
And you have the information that comes from the film, and you have this guy, a person there who can explain what's going on there to the audience. And we think that's kind of special. You got the film, and you got the filmmaker right there, and you got an incredible subject. And we have all these folks coming in. We're showing a film called Backpack Full of Cash, which is about public schools versus charter schools, and the director is coming in, Sarah Mondale, who happens to be the daughter of the former vice president of the United States. And Sarah will be there to talk about her film. And we got people coming in from all over the place, you know. And then we're doing some Skype interviews, because for some people who couldn't make it, and, you know, it's important to have the filmmakers there, to have a voice there. To explain and provide information for the audience. But we also got a lot of fun. Can I talk about the fun?
Yeah.
Talk about the fun.
I've been having fun this whole time,
Well, I don't want people to think that, you know we're dealing with serious subjects.
It's not all Syria and heavy stuff.
No, and so we one of our more popular sections is called Trust No One, and these are thrillers, right?
Yeah.
These are thrillers and espionage films. And we have this one film I really like called At the End of the Tunnel from Argentina. And it's about this, I can go on about these films. It's about this guy who lives by himself in this big house. He is in a wheelchair, and this woman shows up with her little girl and says she wants to rent a room there. And so he finally takes her in, only to find out that these thieves are digging a tunnel under his house to get to the bank. Not too far away. And the question is this woman involved with them, not involved with them?
You know, the Great Escape,
hollowed out the tunnel, you know, and they're digging these not very nice people. And then we have another section. We have a music section called Rhythms On and Off the Screen. And we have a film that will remind people of La La Land. It's called Footnotes. It's a French film, French musical with dancing and singing.
Well, because a lot of people a lot of the La La Land folks might not remember all those Jacques Demy French musicals were inspiring that. So.
You're also an expert on the classic film. I'm impressed. I'm very impressed.
Cherbourg. Oh, my goodness, it's great.
Yes.
But Arch, I know you like La La Land a lot like me. So there you go.
Too.
So what's this one called?
This one is called Footnotes.
Okay.
Footnotes. And there's another film that we're showing called Patty Cakes. And Patty Cakes was in Sundance. And this is about a young woman living in New Jersey, a bit overweight, who wants to be a rap singer, and how she and her crazy friend of friends and characters help push her towards that. It's a lot of fun, real poignant, really a young film, you know, for our younger audience. And then we have another section called Justice Matters, which is more, again, the serious films about issues of justice and around the world. And so we have a real nice mix of films this year.
You spend your whole year going around the country and the world looking for good movies. They used to say I had a great job.
Well, there's
no one's got anything on Tony.
Well, that's the easy part. That's the easy part. I mean, I do feel privileged to be able to spend my work time doing this, because it's a personal passion, and more importantly, it's great to bring these films that normally most of them would never see a screen here in Washington, D.C. And people have come up and say, look, 15 years ago, I saw a film that changed my life. I saw something and I was going down this career path, and now I'm doing this because I saw this. And that could, you know, that can make you feel kind of good about all the sweat and tears you put, and there's sweat and tears to put into it. But this is the last thing I'll say on this, all right? That, you know.
Say all you want, sir.
Okay, all right, okay.
We're under the editor's knife.
Yeah, right, okay, fine.
No, we're good. I'll leave it all in there.
Oh, very, okay, because, you know, as you guys know, most of the United States and most of the world are dominated by Hollywood films.
Right.
That's where we get our diet of films. Like you say, there's nothing wrong with that. That's all good. But in fact, you know, there are hundreds, thousands of other films made around the world that we don't tend to see. And the role of not only our festival, but other festivals around the world to bring those films to the fore, to give them their rightful place and give them an opportunity to be seen, to look for voices that aren't often heard. We're showing a film from Nigeria. It's the number one grossing film in Nigeria. Mm. Nobody in the United States probably heard of this film.
What's it called?
It's called The Wedding Party.
And what's it about?
It's about a wedding party. It's these two families, two tribes, and they, of course, it's like Romeo and Juliet kind of thing. And you know, they don't
Montagues and Capulets.
And so the families are kind of conflicted about this and what kind of party it should be. And one is a lower class family, the other is upper class, and so this, it's a real fun comedy. I saw it and with a very large Nigerian audience. I mean, they were applauding the food. They were bringing the food out. Man. People, they recognized the food. But so we can bring those kinds of films here as well as bring the more serious films that might be shown in our Justice Matters section. But, you know, we just invite people, as I like to say, you know, you can eat a lot of McDonald's. You can have a diet of McDonald's. But if you just every once in a while want to have a good, quality, healthy meal, that's what we are. That's what we are for folks.
French food, baby.
You ever?
French food.
I love that analogy. All right, come eat healthy at the Film Fest DC.
Yeah. We have people who've been coming for years. They keep coming back. You know,
well, because they meet their soulmate.
They meet their soulmates there. They meet, you know, they take, I know people who have taken their holiday time to be able to come. I talked to one guy a couple of days ago who says that he lives a little further out in Maryland, and he has a room. His daughter has a home in the district, and he spends his time here, and he goes to see the movies. He sleeps at the place, goes to work, comes back, sleeps. And that's how he spends his time, as opposed to, you know, making the drive all the way home. That's so we have, you know, very committed, excited audiences.
That's awesome.
Movie lover's dream.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if our listeners are these movie lovers wanting to do the movie lover's dream, tell them, how do they get tickets?
Well, I advise folks first to go to our website, filmfestdc.org. Very simple. filmfestdc.org. All of the information is there. There are notes about the every film. There's our schedule, and then also the opportunity to buy tickets.
What do they typically cost for an individual screening? And then is there like a full pass for the whole thing, or how does that kind of work?
The general admission, if you buy a ticket at the door, it's going to cost $14. Okay. If you buy it online, it's going to cost $13. And there's a service fee, but I feel you're better off buying it online, but people make their at the door. Then we have packages. We have our director's package of 10 films with a big discount. We have our weekday pass, another 4, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big discount there. For those who feel like they want to contribute to the film festival and then also want to see as many as they can with as much ease as they can, we have our star pass, which is a $600 we sell a number of them, and that lets you in, get you to the front of the line. You always got a seat.
That's totally the eat and sleep pass.
That's the one.
Eat, sleep, and watch.
I love it.
Yeah.
Arch, anything you have to say in closing on this?
Just support Film Fest DC, because it's one of the really great things about living in Washington, D.C., and it's a wonderful film festival.
Definitely. Again, it's April 20th. Through the 30th, Film Fest DC, Tony Giddens, Arch Campbell, you guys are the best. Thanks so much. I always enjoy when you guys come in.
It's always good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you.